24-year-old Danielle Fiore's prescription drug addiction began when she was just 10 years old.
I had fractured my ankle and I had gotten prescribed Vicodin, and it felt good. And then, you know, as time went on, I'd get something else hurt or a toothache or something. I have a bunch of teeth missing because I'd, you know, complain and get them pulled, so I get painkillers.
Her addiction got so bad, she stole money from her parents and her friends to buy prescriptions on the street. By the time Danielle Fiore turned 16 and had a car, she found a new way to get doctors to prescribe her the drugs.
The problem ended up getting so bad that I had had a friend run over my wrist several times and my ankle several times, hoping it was broken so I could go and get decent painkillers so I wouldn't have to go on the search for them, because $60, $80 for a pill, you get ripped off, and then you have to go and find more money to get your fix.
Stories like Danielle Fiore's are becoming more common. In New Hampshire, the rate of prescription drug abuse is alarmingly high, especially among young people. According to the Centers for Disease Control, the state now ranks number 2 for 18 to 25-year-olds who are abusing these medications. Deaths from overdoses have tripled in the last decade and now surpass deaths from cocaine and heroin combined. And the black market for these medications is thriving. Since 2008, state law enforcement has seized 500% more illegal prescription drugs. Trooper Mark Bowden is with the New Hampshire State Police Narcotics and Investigations Unit. He deals with the most egregious cases of so-called doctor shoppers, at least the ones that get caught.
This particular individual hit all the hospitals on the seacoast, all the way over to Manchester, Nashua, up to Concord, also down into Massachusetts and into Maine. We were able to track down that he had seen 52 different medical practitioners, and he went to 21 different pharmacies in, I believe, an 8-month period.
Bowdwin and other law enforcement officials back a statewide prescription drug monitoring program. This is a centralized database of pharmacy records that would allow doctors to track patients' prescriptions.
New Hampshire is what's called an island state, because every one of the states around us has a prescription drug monitoring program. We don't. So a lot of people come into the state to get their drugs. It's so easy here compared to other states. There's nobody watching.
Lawmakers have attempted 4 times to pass legislation that would set up a statewide database of prescription drugs. But so far, it hasn't happened.
I don't think the state should be involved in this at all.
Republican Neil Kirk is a state representative from where?
This is New Hampshire. This is the live free or die state. One of the major reasons that this bill has not been adopted is because most people feel it's the independent philosophy, personal responsibility philosophy that prevails, and that government should be small and not interfere with people's lives.
Supporters of a centralized database have introduced a new bill this session. Its sponsor, Republican Senate Majority Leader Jeb Bradley, says the problem of prescription drug abuse has become too big to ignore.
There are more people dying because of abuse of prescription drugs that are legal than automobile accidents. And I think when people realize what that means, a staggering death toll, that we ought to have a tool to try to sort out the legal use of these drugs and the appropriate use and those that aren't.
The new proposal says no state money can be used for the program. The new database would initially be funded through federal grants. But many of New Hampshire's independent pharmacists worry they ultimately will have to foot the bill. Rick Newman is their lobbyist.
The question for business people, whenever any of these programs are discussed, is who pays the price? Who is given the responsibility? 5 years from now or 3 years from now, when New Hampshire is looking for money to pay for it, the burden on independent pharmacies will be huge.
Opponents also question whether there is enough evidence that a database would prevent addicts and drug dealers from getting illegal medications. Emergency rooms like this one at Portsmouth Hospital are often the target for people trying to get prescription medications illegally. Dr. David Heller is a physician here. He says every day he is confronted by patients who may be faking pain in order to get narcotics, to feed an addiction, or to sell on the street. He and many other doctors in New Hampshire say they need a centralized prescription database.
I'm not a policeman. I'm a doctor, and I really want to treat people who need to be treated. But I don't want to feed somebody's addiction, and I don't want to be writing prescriptions for drugs that are going to end up being sold over at the high school to my kids or my kids' friends.
The Governor's Commission on Substance Abuse is expected to release a report outlining a strategy to deal with the growing prescription drug problem in New Hampshire. And later this week, the Senate is scheduled to begin hearings to consider a law that would set up a prescription drug monitoring program in the state. For NHPR News, I'm Rachel Gottbaum.